Welcome to Staines Court Podcast. Over the coming days in the lead up to Easter, we invite you to join with us as we read through Matthew's Gospel. It's an opportunity to pause just for a few moments each day at a time that suits you to listen once again to the story of history, the revelation of God through Jesus. Each day, a member of this congregation will simply read a passage from St. Matthew for you to listen to and reflect on. So, wherever you are and whatever situation you are in, as you listen to these words, we pray that they will once again inspire, encourage, and challenge.
Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 to 50. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." He answered, "A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now something greater than Jonah is here. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now something greater than Solomon is here. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places, seeking rest and does not find it. And then it says, 'I will return to the house I left.' When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean and put in order. Then it goes out and takes with it 7 other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they go in and they live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation." And whilst Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." And he replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother."